This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A plan to cut property taxes has been cleared for what the November ballot, but it may not end up there depending on what state lawmakers do next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Initiative 108 would slash homeowners' property tax bills by roughly 15%, adding up to billions of dollars that would stay in people's wallets instead of going to local services and schools. State officials certified on Wednesday that the tax cut campaign turned in enough signatures to put the proposal before voters this fall, but its backers may cancel the campaign if the legislature agrees to a much smaller tax cut in a special session scheduled for next week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The city of Aurora has a new police chief. Todd Chamberlain will be the fifth person to lead the department, dating back to Chief Vanessa Wilson, who was fired in April of 2022. Chamberlain is a former commander with the Los Angeles Police. With the city council's approval, he will start in Aurora September 9th. Denver airport officials say they're halfway done with construction of a new security checkpoint. The East Security Checkpoint is on track to open next year. It will match the new West Security Lines that opened in February. Officials say surveys show passengers like that new checkpoint. The former security lines to the A gates at DIA will close permanently next year. A hailstorm in late May caused nearly $2 billion in damages, according to a federal climate report. The storm over Denver, which sent hail crashing into cars, homes, and businesses, is one of 19 so-called billion-dollar disasters to affect the U.S. so far this year. Adam Smith is a climatologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
2024 and 2023 are head and shoulders above all other years for the frequency of these billion-dollar disaster events, even after adjusting for inflation.
Researchers say climate change and the fact that more people live in disaster hotspots are among the factors driving the increase. Colorado weather today has a chance for thunderstorms across much of the state. This is CPR News.